talking in a short 6 hour period, we had close to 6 inches of rain, which is a lot of water.
Well, according to a website I saw, the average rainfall for August in Fairhope on average is 5.5 inches.
And we got that in a matter of what, 8 hours?
Yeah, six hours. So wow. We had a lot of rain. You know, yes, the sewer overflows. We had some yesterday, something that none of us like to see, especially me and our staff who work really hard to make sure that our infrastructure is what it needs to be. It's no secret that Fairhope continues to work on the sewer infrastructure and lining pipes and, you know, doing the things that we need to do, replacing manholes. And this big Church Street project that's been going on, part of it is a sewer project. So, again, it's unfortunate. It's not something that we like to see happen. But with that amount of rain, it's inevitable, to be honest, because you do have infiltrations. I do want to assure people that it's not raw sewer, that it is storm water that is infiltrating our system and causing those lift stations to overflow. So it's nothing more than the rain event that we had, to be honest.
Right. As I said, this has become really more of a rare occasion. But when I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six, correct.
Six spills. The maximum could have been slightly over 300,000 gallons. The minimum could have been around 200,000 gallons. And it seems like the where they happened, it led into Big Mouth Gully, 2 into Big Mouth Gully, 3 to Cowpen Creek, and 1 to Tatumville Gully.
Right.
So, but these were all due to heavy rain.
And
now, just to be fair, I have notifications from Mobile. Mm-hmm. I have notifications from Bila Battery. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I will soon receive notifications from Pritchard if they can add all those up, because
they always have
massive numbers as well.
I know that touching base with Jason Langley, our water and sewer superintendent, this morning, he said the same thing, that, you know, overnight he's constantly watching that. And again, I just want to give a shout out to our staff, you know, from Public Works to Water and Sewer. They were all out yesterday. Those sewer reports, if you'll check your email time on those, Lori, you know, we are very diligent about reporting, because you have to with ADM, and that's what we want to do, the right thing. So, I mean, we had employees up till, you know, 10 o'clock last night who had been working all day long doing that reporting.
Yes.
So we are very diligent about that. We want to make sure we do our due diligence and do the things that we're that are required of us. That's one reason why you know about those, and the reason the public knows about them, is because we do the things that we're supposed to when it comes to a reporting standpoint.
There's also signage placed at the location.
There is. And again, I just want to reassure people, it is not raw sewer. It is infiltrations from stormwater, and that is something that we are continuing to work on by lining our sewer pipes to make sure that those pipes are nice and new and don't have any infiltrations. Also, you know, when we have contractors in the area who've been digging, sometimes they will puncture lines that you may not know about to further down the road. We do think that's some of the issues that we're seeing. So you'll probably start seeing some smoke testing in some of those areas where we had spills yesterday, because a few of those are areas that we haven't had problems in the past. There were some problem lift stations that didn't create any problems for us yesterday, and then some of them that haven't created problems. So we are going to be probably smoke testing in those areas and looking for some infiltrations that we feel fairly surely are there.
Okay. Can you refresh our memory about the, am I thinking, is it $3 million for another treatment? Tell us about the water expansions that was recently on the council agenda.
Right. That is Treatment Plant 3.
Okay, and, I remember the three.
That's Treatment Plant 3. When we talked, when we had, we weren't having any rain, and we talked about conserving water.
Right.
Now we don't have to do that. So we've been drilling new wells, and that treatment plant will allow that water from those wells to be treated the way that it's supposed to be before it turns into drinking water. So that's what that well is about, that expansion.
Okay.
And it will allow us to treat 3 million gallons from the, right at 3 million gallons, I think it's 2.8, from those new wells that are being drilled. So it will increase our water capacity.
Okay, so that's not really sewer related.
It's not sewer
related. What about the Fairhope Avenue, the sewer main, when we had the closure
there?
That's
the force main.
That's
a force main. That is a force main. That's sewer, and that is expanding that line. But the other thing, people have been hearing for a long time about the Restore project, the sewer upgrades with Restore money. That was $10 million. Those bids just let, and that bid came in about $13 million instead of the $10 million. We have been able to work with the Restore Council. We think we're going to get the additional $3 million. So that will line a lot of the sewer lines here in town. It will also rehab three lift stations. It will put side stream storage on three lift stations and it will also replace over 2,000 manholes. So that's a huge project for us. Going to be a huge upgrade to our sewer system, and really excited to be able to do that with the grant money from Restore.
And Restore is the BP money,
correct?
Right.
Okay. Correct.
And I'm also recalling replacing, was it either the electrical or have a backup power eventually at all lift stations?
Correct.
That's a goal that's
correct.
Very expensive, but
it
you're
is.
In the process of doing as well.
We are. That's one of the things that's new in our specs, is making sure that you have a power source to those lift stations. Because a lot of times during hurricanes, when you have power failures, that's where a lot of your sewer overflows come from, because those pumps stop working. So you need to have that generator backup. So that is part of our specs now. And we have also applied for several grants in excess of $1 million that will allow us to start putting generators on lift stations, because we have 85 lift stations here in Fairhope that we have to maintain. So that's a lot of lift stations, and if anybody knows how expensive things are these days, that's a expensive venture.
Yeah, and those generators, they're not the little Honda generator,
no,
you know,
not.
That puts out
no.
110, 220
no.
that
no.
you keep in your garage for a hurricane. These
right.
things are the size of a pickup truck.
They
or
are.
Larger, and they're quite
what
expensive.
What do they cost?
Well, we have right now, there's 20 of them for over $1 million is
Whoa.
One grant that we have.
And we've got over 80 lift stations.
We have over 80 lift stations. So you can imagine that's a big undertaking. But again, it's something that's necessary in the area that we live in, especially when we deal with hurricanes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes an extended power outages. So that's one of the major improvements that we've made to our specs when it comes to sewer.
Or if you get a month's worth of water overnight.
That's right. That's right.
Seriously.
That's right.
And there's more to come.
No, but I'm happy to always answer any questions. So, Lori, thank you for allowing me the time to come on and explain what was going on. Again, I don't want people to get the wrong impression that we are, dumping raw sewer anywhere. This is simply from rain infiltration and from the storm water. So, but again, nobody hates this more than us, me and our staff. I mean, they take great pride in the work that they do and the service they provide to our citizens. And we're out all day yesterday, along with Public Works and police and everybody else, dealing with the flooding that we were having and runoff from different areas and everything else that was going on.
And into the night, to yes. get these stopped.
That's
so,
right.
Well, thank you so much. Is there
thank
anything
you.
Else you want to tell us about? Did we have any other water-related issues?
We did have some runoff from some construction sites that code enforcement and planning and inspection were out yesterday checking those areas and issued some citations for that. So, I just want to reassure people that we do our due diligence when it comes to that kind of stuff. We are out when flooding events happen. I'm out myself checking areas that I get calls about. I was out in the mess yesterday morning checking some of the flooding that people keep calling me about, every week, saying my house is flooding or, mm-hmm. they built in a drainage basin, those kind of things. So just know that we are doing the things that we need to do. I know a lot of people think that government is just sitting in their office watching it rain outside and are not working on their behalf, but know that we are, and know that we're always there if you need us, and call us if you have an issue.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you
really
so
appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Transparency and the fact that I can text you and you're here 30 minutes later. That's pretty awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Mayor Sherry Sullivan dropping in.